from Animal Farm by George Orwell.
Hypocrisy inspires defeatism. Napoleon, the Berkshire boor and dictator of Animal Farm, is Orwell's symbol for Joseph Stalin. Rapacious, two-timing, greedy, cunning, tyrannical, he comes to embody, by the book's end, all the worst human instincts that the revolution on Manor Farm sought to overcome. Napoleon, Squealer, and the other pigs are, in the truest sense of the word, hypocrites. Every company has its hypocrites. Every employee has at some point in their career had to deal with a manager who typifies the expression, "Do as I say, not as I do." When left unanswered, hypocrisy erodes trust in management. Employees are less productive, less likely to speak up or participate, and more likely to seek other opportunities. Throughout Animal Farm, the pigs increasingly adopt the behaviors of their human predecessors, changing rules and conducting themselves in such a way that is forbidden to the other animals. Having once declared the farmhouse off-limits, the pigs eventually take up residence in the former home of the overthrown tyrant, Mr. Jones. Squealer, symbolizing the propaganda arm of the Soviet bureaucracy, tirelessly convinces the animals that no such resolution ever existed and that the farmhouse residence is necessary for the pigs as they are the brains of the farm. The sheep, Animal Farm's mindless consumers of propaganda, constantly repeat the phrase, "Four legs good, two legs bad." The repetition serves to distinguish the animals from their former human overlords. At the end of the book, however, the pigs themselves have taken to walking upright on two legs. Once again, the leadership gaslights the animals, morphing the revolutionary maxim into "four legs good, two legs better." The hypocrisy culminates in the uniquely Orwellian commandment, writ large over the barn, "All animals are equal, but some animals are more equal than others." This passage marks the fullest betrayal of the revolution, but it also underscores how institutional hypocrisy drains and demoralizes workers. Rather than combat the hypocrisy, workers are left feeling powerless.